All right, audio listener, you know the drill. You should be watching this, especially if you're not a Mug Club member, because there's an entire adventure series about Plank Boy, and it's exactly as interesting as it sounds. But if you're listening on audio only, just rate this on Apple or on Android, just because it really sticks in the craw of Pod Save America. And we all know that they are assholes. Just bleep ass. That's a damn good slurp.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice. Man, my headphones are really loud right now compared to the internal volume
down.
There.
But I turned them up.
You want to get the tinnitus.
I'm really glad to be with you guys on a slow news day, otherwise known as former Vice President Joe Biden is in office.
Day. Yeah.
So they follow his level of energy. And Tim Toolman, you might need to do something with my head. I'm getting like this weird, like I'm talking through tin cans here.
Really?
We have Quarter Black here today. We have
Morning.
Gerald Morgan, A. And Dave Landa, one of your favorites back in studio. Yeah. How are you, sir?
Ahoy.
Why
I'm
would
good.
You say that?
Why wouldn't I?
Why, right away, you're just out of... Where it's Black History Month, and right yeah. out of the chute, you're out of touch.
Ahoy is not a street.
I don't... yeah, right next to Malcolm X and Martin Luther King. You take a left on Ahoy.
Left and then yeah.
Chips Ahoy. Make That's a right on true. Chips. Motherfucker makes good cookies.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt.
Here we go.
No doubt is not a black fan.
To get to today. You know, Dominion is suing Mike Lindell, so we're going to talk about that.
Oh,
we're talking about the minimum wage and why it actually hurts workers. And, of course, some of the media is not really telling you. 77% decrease in COVID in the last 6 weeks.
What?
But you're going to wear a mask till 2022.
Oh, dang it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, none of that changes in any way, shape, or form. But first, of course, we want to honor our colored brethren. It's Black History Month.
Yeah.
Mm.
Shoot us some information here, Quarter Black Garrett. Some we want to educate our audience.
We do. We want to edumacate them. All right. Yeah. So,
oh boy.
Little known fact: Ray Charles can actually see shapes out of his right eye.
Really?
Yeah. It's a fact.
It's true.
Wow.
I don't know what to do.
Well, I don't know the difference between legal. Well, here's the true story. You know, I told the story before. Did I ever tell you my my mother-in-law was like a singer who toured with Joni Mitchell, Stevie Nicks, Aretha Franklin,
yeah.
And so sometimes they would be around musicians. And my father-in-law one time sat down with Ray Charles. He was reading a Playboy in Braille at the airport.
Really?
I hand cross my heart and hope to die.
That guy could do everything blind: porn, heroin, piano. It's amazing.
Obviously,
he's a triple threat.
Obviously, read Braille one-handed.
Wow. Oh, that is incredible.
True.
Was it just two pieces of Braille?
Hey, man, don't bother me. Don't bother me. I'm reading about them titties.
I'm busy. Yeah. I'm busy.
Just nipple Braille?
I got titties on my mind.
Was it just a pop-up?
I was about to say, yeah, it's like a topographical map.
Right away. Look, we talk Ray Charles, and
I spill
my mug right here. This is a terrible start. So Dominion is suing Mike Lindell, okay? We have a lot to get to, but this is just breaking right now.
Pillow guy.
I'm curious to see what happens here.
Yeah.
Because he said that would so make my day because they would have to go into discovery and that would make my job a lot easier. That's what he said before. And look, here's the thing. You know, we were going to have Mike Lindell on the show, and people have asked me, why haven't you focused on Dominion? Here's the thing. YouTube is really draconian, I guess I would say, with their policies.
Yeah.
And I can say that there's voter fraud, and I can say there's been, but I can't say that it affected the outcome of the election. And everything
right,
that I have said on this show, I can confirm because I've gone through voter rolls myself. So when I tell you that's an address that doesn't exist, one of my interns has been there, if not me. Right,
right exactly.
I'm allowed to make those claims because I can claim it under penalty of perjury. What do I think about Dominion? I think there's some stuff going on, but I can't confirm it, and I don't have access to those machines. I would love to, because they made some very, very specific claims there.
Right.
Yeah. Very sus.
IP addresses, how people broke through, whether they broke through the firewall or false certification. If you didn't watch the two-hour, seemed like a parody documentary, it still had some information in there that really raised my eyebrows. I'm going, if I could have access to those machines, that would be game-changing, and I guess it'll... We'll see.
I think he's right, though. I think they do open themselves up quite a bit if they end up suing somebody. And I don't think... I mean, it's going to be hard to make a case. Is there reason for somebody to believe that maybe something shady went on?
I think when the ShamWow guy proved that Al Gore won, if you think that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a quick, breaking news update Lily in the edit bay.
Hold on a second. I'm going to wipe this up with my sleeve while you
Don't worry, we got the waterproof one.
The Supreme Court has denied Trump's Pennsylvania election challenge as moot.
Oof.
Oh.
What? Just now?
Were we surprised?
That's not like the other one that was denied
lazy.
Because the lawyer was mute.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, I don't read lips.
Way to be a month late, Supreme Court. Yeah. Like, what if you're like, oh, nope, it has some merit to it. We're like, well, then we've already got a new president.
By the way, that's not the only case.
Like fire.
No. Yeah.
That's not the only case. A lot of people say, well, Donald Trump, every single case has been thrown out. A lot of cases have not actually allowed any evidence to be presented.
Yeah. Right.
And of the currently active cases, there still are plenty. So we'll see what will happen. But, you know, listen, too little, too late. Because I don't even know if there's a system in place if they do find something nefarious.
Well, it's moot because they waited 2 months.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
They're like, hey, guys, we did our jobs by not doing our jobs. Bye.
Yeah. It's like someone showing up late for work.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, there's no work to do. I guess I should just go home. Like, that's because you showed up 8 hours late.
It's fine.
Well what do you want me to do? Not show up 8 hours late.
That would be a start.
That's a little hard.
Okay.
Asking a lot.
$15 minimum wage. We're going to get to that. And here's the thing. I want you to, as we move forward, and we pay our interns more than $15 an hour, okay?
Oh, really? Yeah.
But I don't want to force other businesses to pay $15 an hour. And I want you to think, when you order a fillet of fish and they forget the fish, $15. $15 an hour. Let's personalize it for you. Let's also something that we need to talk about really quickly. Coca-Cola. Did you see this? Coca-Cola. Oh, they're they have mandatory employee training now, and their mandatory video was including a recommendation on how to be less white.
It said that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, for real.
Which is impossible. I've been trying it. Doesn't work.
It's very difficult.
It's very hard.
Which is crazy for a company that puts vanilla in everything.
And possibly I want to buy the world a Coke is the whitest commercial
it
ever.
Is.
Yeah.
Because they're like, well, we could start with water. I want to buy the world a Coke. Build a well.
They also got Cosby to have a Coke and a smile.
Wait, did Cosby?
I think it was Cosby had a Coke.
I thought
smile.
He did Pepsi. No?
Did he? I know Van Halen did Crystal Pepsi. They were like,
That's
we
right.
don't want anything dark at all.
Right,
yeah.
So this is Coca-Cola. Just so but people say it's beyond parody.
Yeah.
I think we actually have a video from LinkedIn, a mandatory training video for Coca-Cola, because these are the front lines of the race war.
And every moment that I spend in white space, I am being deeply reinforced. In the white worldview, oh, why can't we all just be human beings here? Why do we have to talk about race? I'm going to invalidate your experience. I'm a fish and I'm in water and I'm moving with the current and you're trying to take me out of the water and it's unbearable.
At first I thought I thought that white space was like a new social media website.
Yeah, I thought it was the room she was in that was just white behind her.
It was like white MySpace where it was just like popped collars and hostess.
It looked like she was wearing the jewel from Titanic and I also wish she was at the bottom of the ocean.
Oh, like the jewel.
That was so mad. That the end, if for no other reason, Titanic sucks because at the end, everything she goes through, and it's basically like the Hope Diamond. This isn't. Yeah. She's like, bye.
Yeah. She's like, life is the real treasure. It's like, yeah, but it'd be better with millions and millions of dollars. Well,
you could also feed people.
And I know this is an overused word, but it's not a binary choice.
No. Right.
You can still value life and relationships and be loaded.
She doesn't value life. She made Jack go to the bottom.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
Killed your boyfriend.
She was really quick, too, in Titanic. She's like, I love you forever.
Yeah.
I'll never let go.
Just like peels him off like Velcro, like it's one of those dart games you played as a kid.
Share the raft, Rose.
That's a good point. Everything of value in her life, she throws in the ocean.
Yeah.
Her lover.
Gotta be consistent.
Oh, Rose, you old bitch. Ever heard of recycling? So... if you don't remember, by the way, this is more pernicious than you would think, or more nefarious. Sorry, I'm seeing the stars again. I keep seeing stars in the studio.
Stop
because
I'm here.
Because I'm looking at the lights.
Don't do that.
This is the same woman who was on Jimmy Kimmel. This is the woman who was, D'Angelo was her name. What's her first name?
Yeah.
Robin D'Angelo.
Nice.
In case you've forgotten, here she is on Jimmy Kimmel.
I think white people should remove that phrase from their vocabulary. I'm not racist. It's not, trust me, it's not convincing to black people.
Wait, that's not Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, if you say so. Just imagine that. And by the way, I hate it when you have these, like, when you actually have racists who are like, what about white culture? It's like, well, here's the problem. When you just say white culture, it's not the same as African-American culture, because you have Jewish white Americans, you have Italians, you have Irish, you
the
have
whole
Bulgarians,
spectrum of
you have
white.
Russians, you have, right? But when you say you are no longer allowed to defend yourself because of your race, you're going to create racists. White people can no longer say, I'm not racist. That'd be like saying to Asians, like, you can no longer say it, I'm not cheap. But I'm not cheap. But you can't say it anymore.
Right.
I'm just saying you're just making a stereotype about an entire race of people, and then you wonder why there's backlash. Hmm. And this is, they're talking about removing it from your lexicon. I'm not racist. Let's just remove the defense. And something else, too, we actually have, we obtained some exclusive footage that for the training video that didn't make the final cut.
In this video, I'm going to show you how to crip walk step by step. Now, crip walking is a footwork style created by the Crips gang. So it's the V step back.
Next, I'm going to show you how to lift a Gran Torino.
You're going to pop it and lock it.
Here is how to run out of a Red Lobster.
As if you did not pay the check.
And also grab a tip off another table.
Don't leave empty-handed. By the way, she just told white people that they can't... Didn't she just... That's racism, right?
That is.
You just said an entire race of people behave a certain way.
Yeah.
And
what
they don't
you,
know
it's like, hold on a second, D'Angelo. What you just said is racist. No, it's not. No.
You can't say that.
See how that works?
Could you imagine, be less Asian? You're just breaking chopsticks over your knee. You can't have these.
You're not allowed.
No more noodles for you.
Well, she just said all white people. Like, do you include everyone in there? Like, would she say this to Oscar Schindler? Like, you can't say that you did. You can't say that you're not a Nazi. Like,
right.
Really? It's just these blanket statements. Speaking of which, blanket statements that are wildly offensive. No one's paying attention to this, and I think I know why. It's time for This Week in Biden. Oh, yeah.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
And we have the second clip of this, right? The
yes,
slow.
Yes, okay. I have the slow. Yeah.
You may have missed this.
Okay.
Did you watch this clip yet?
I have not.
All right.
Perfect. I was going to be surprised.
Hold on to your butts. This was Joe Biden in a recent test, but just watch the clip.
Look, the range of challenges Europe and the United States must take on together is broad and complex. And I'm eager to hear next.
Oh, he just dropped an N-bomb.
Yeah, hold on a second. I know what you're going to say. Not a word whisker, but it's a bad whisker. Here's we just a case for those who missed it.
Niggered here, next. Niggered here, niggered here.
Oh, that's a word whipper.
I didn't see that. No one's seen it. No one's talked about it.
Oh, boy.
That was at his virtual Munich security conference. See, everyone here is quiet. I told you they didn't watch the clip. Just happened, folks. Can you imagine if Donald Trump...
Yeah.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump had that word whisker?
Well, he was...
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That hurt you, Cora Black Garrett.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Sometimes it's a comedy show. You don't remember who you hurt.
That's true. He has feelings too.
I'm sorry.
We're sorry that he's the former vice president of the United States.
He didn't seem bothered when I yelled it at him over through my car window.
Well, look, 75% of you is fine. Okay.
Yeah, I know. That's what keeps me together.
All right. This has been This Week in Biden. Let's move on.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Oh, okay, you can follow me on Instagram, by the way. We're gonna...
That's really a heck of a flop for the president of the United States.
Everyone here is just
shocked,
by the way.
This is like ridiculous.
Let me ask you this. Okay, here's my question of the day. We're going to talk about Ron DeSantis' minimum wage. I don't care. Have any of you seen that clip? Are you sure you saw that clip?
Yeah.
I might have been. Are you sure about that clip? And the fact that you and you and you and you and you and you have not seen that clip is a tragedy in American journalism. I don't think he's racist.
Right.
I think he's an idiot, and I think he's going around the bend. But let's be honest, Lou. Let's just hold people to a double standard.
Well, and he also said
the same
ground. Yeah, he also said it to the Munich conference, to the German PI. Maybe he was thinking he was safe ground.
He's like, it's my people.
Like, that's great. Let's build some real momentum with this, okay?
Some common ground.
Like, come on, there's so much comedy there.
And if we repeat it, we'll get banned from YouTube.
Germany?
No.
Do you think for a second that this show would not be immediately removed if any of us accidentally said it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Accidentally. With an canceled A, not even oblivion. The ER.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You ain't black.
So we're you can follow me on Instagram at Loud with Crowder. And by the way, the best way to watch a show just Monday through Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern. Yeah. Just tune in. That way you don't have to rely on subscriptions and notifications. And the best thing you can do if you're watching right now is just comment.
Comment.
Leave a comment. That's what helps us the most. Like it. Leave a comment. You can just comment whatever you want. I don't care. Let me know if you saw this Joe Biden clip. Now, am I exaggerating? Because I remember I was describing it. I'm like, did he or did he not very clearly articulate the end word accidentally?
Yes, he did.
Okay. In the middle of a sentence that didn't need any word.
Not
like
even
that.
Close. Yeah. I don't
know what firing thing
it's
happened.
A Freudian slip.
I thought when I watched it was so obvious. I'm like, this must be fake.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I was like, someone's, and then I, no, it's real. And I thought, why? Well, I almost didn't want to be the first to present it because I thought I could be guilty by association.
Right, yeah.
But it's the
he wasn't even rapping along to anything.
Didn't even have Wu-Tang Clan in the scene.
Not even close.
He's like turning down Scarface, rolling up his window.
Hey, by the way, you may not know this. Here's some silver lining, I guess. About as silver as Joe Biden's glorious plugs.
Yeah.
77% decrease in COVID cases in 6 weeks.
Hey,
77% decrease.
That's good news.
And there's some new reports that say we may even have herd immunity by April. Now, let me be really clear on this. This is not only 12% of the population is vaccinated, right? And this was starting over 6 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. This is what people have been saying for a long time, that we've sort of reached a certain amount of herd immunity. And there's an article in the Wall Street Journal where someone was talking about the tests and how they underestimate cases and how many people in the population have actually likely been infected, which, by the way, means the mortality rate is lower. But we're at that point where this clearly, it's in the middle of winter. There aren't enough people vaccinated at this point.
No.
It takes weeks for the vaccines to kick in. They were just talking about it on CNN, and it's already decreasing. So hope you don't miss your business.
Right. Exactly. And so they actually say that this, gone by April, this guy is not just some random guy. He's talked to a ton of doctors. I think whoever wrote this article was a doctor as well. And he's saying, literally gone by April. We should be vaccinating only seniors, not teachers.
And this is what matters. They want to say that you're not empathetic. No, what we're saying at this point is that we need to vaccinate those who are the most vulnerable.
Right.
I said this right at the beginning, and everyone said it was crazy. I said, just quarantine old people and the compromise and let us go on with our life. And now they're saying everyone needs to get a vaccine. Everyone needs to get both doses before we move on. No, just old people, okay? The people who have compromised immune system, teachers, because they're all a bunch of wussies. And then, I meant heroes.
Right.
Have reached somewhat herd immunity. This is the only way you could actually account for this decrease in cases.
Yeah.
But don't tell Dr. Fauci that.
Do you think Americans will still be wearing masks, for example, in 2022?
You know, I think it is possible that that's the case. And again, it really depends on what you mean by normality.
If
normality,
that's what I want you to define
it. Exactly the way it...
I wish I loved anything as much as that guy loves being on camera.
And
speaking of which, by the way, what about when the cameras aren't rolling, Dr. Fauci? What a germ.
Oh, jeez.
What a germ.
It protects your beard.
It's just, look at that. There's a guy right next to him,
by the way. He pulled his gut out. Did you see that on top of it?
That's like him coming home.
Everything is unhealthy with him. It's like, oh.
That's like, you know, a cop comes home, puts his gun in the fridge. Yeah. He comes home, pulls his mask down, and boom. Those tangs are hanging on for dear life. Whoa. It's not that he's a hypocrite. It's that he doesn't believe it's as scary as he tries to tell you. That's the issue. Yeah. Everyone's a hypocrite. I understand that. It's that Nancy Pelosi doesn't really think this is like Ebola with a 50% mortality rate. It's that Fauci doesn't really believe you need to wear a double mask because he takes it off the second the webcam stops.
Yeah. He also will be off camera the second it stops. That's why he keeps just breaking numbers of masks going up and down. He's like, yeah, you got to wear one. How about four? How about two? No, maybe 2022, maybe 2023.
What's normal?
Yeah, right. I don't know. Yeah. I like doing this.
Well, they were talking about this, and they said the overall population mortality right now, what is it, 0.15, I think is what this article was talking about.
I think what you meant to say was the number that those doctors were banned from Facebook and YouTube for saying it likely was months ago. That number? Yeah.
That number,
Who will never get their page back? Who will never get their YouTube channel back, right? Those doctors who were banned, who actually saw thousands of patients, and like Dr. Fauci hasn't seen one in 30 years. Yeah, that number.
Oh, and by the way, you know all the people that have told us that even if you get COVID, you could get it again. The reinfection rate is less than 1% with mild to no symptoms. And by the way, they did a 90-year-old person who was a survivor of the Spanish flu, still had the ability to produce a fight against Spanish flu. Still had those cells in his body. I think we're going to be fine.
And that guy is one hell of a racist.
Yeah, he really is.
Oh, yeah. He needs to go through the training course.
He just said the N-word.
No.
And the problem with the Spaniards is sometimes you can't see, you can't recognize them by sight. Some of them are white.
They have blonde hair. They're trickery.
Have you ever seen Gladiator?
You'd think it's like the Mexicans, but they're not. Some of them have red hair. Thank God I have antibodies. It's like Prince Harry, only he's Spanish. Waha!
What? Ginger Spanish.
Ginger Spanish.
It works.
By the way, hit the notification bell if you are subscribed, because subscriptions don't mean a whole lot on YouTube. And this will just let you know. But again, we're, you know, Monday through Thursdays, 10 a.m. Eastern is when you're when you're watching us here. All right, let's get to the 15. But really quickly, let me go to CNN. They're confirming Merrick Garland for Attorney General. Look.
Confirmed that would address the
that's enough of that. Let me just tell you something. Not a fan. But game has to respect game. That's one for you, Joe Biden. That's one.
All right.
That's a little bit of a move where they're like, all right, you don't want to confirm him. Now we're going to, okay. All right.
All right.
There you go. Okay.
Fine.
Let's go back to, here's one that's not, let's go to the minimum wage. This is something that this, well, first let's start with this COVID relief bill. Everyone thinks, well, of course you want the COVID relief bill. Why wouldn't you want to give people money? Well, okay. Economics, but we'll get to that after. There are possibly more reasons to oppose the COVID relief bill than to support it.
Yeah.
And I'll get to the primary gripe that I have with it, but let me give you a couple. First off, this COVID relief bill, which is meant to help people during coronavirus who've had their businesses shut down. I don't know how this helps them, but expansions to Obamacare, $128.5 billion to teachers' unions, $40 billion to universities, $91 million to domestic and international student loan borrowers, $10 million to the preservation of Native American languages.
I'm sorry, what?
That's just sort of like speaking through the Windex inhaling.
Yeah, is this us apologizing for smallpox?
I have no idea.
$10 million for that?
Is it smoke signals?
Haven't you seen Wind Talkers? Come
on. That's pretty cheap. I don't.
But what's also in this bill, which likely won't necessarily make it all the way through, and is probably the most, could be the most damaging thing to thrust upon the American public, and certainly small businesses, that I can think of, well, not the most damaging, like a $20 minimum wage would be bad.
Well,
but 15 is bad enough, is the $15 minimum wage would have devastating consequences. And of course, this is something that has been supported by everyone on the left.
My radical idea is that in America, if somebody works 40 hours a week, that person should not live in poverty. All right, that's the radical idea. I believe we should raise the minimum wage to a living wage, and that is $15 an hour over the next several years.
Any job that pays $2.13 an hour is not a job. It's indentured servitude.
We don't have those jobs.
I love how she's saying that while she has someone who could come from a country that has indentured servitude right next to her.
I need to address that. She just lied.
Also, you have to get tips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Look, will not keep a mama and a baby out of poverty.
A mama and a baby?
And that is why I
am. Some of you say baby mama?
I worked at McDonald's.
Watch this.
I did the French fries and I did the ice cream. But the reality
two things at McDonald's.
Yeah. Is that a majority of the folks who are working there today are relying on that income to sustain a household and a family.
I worked at McDonald's, as I put on the black voice right now with a union. I did the ice cream. I banged the shift manager.
Yeah. It was 1958. I was listening to Big Pond smoking some rock.
Oh my gosh. They just they try to tug at your heartstrings.
Yeah.
AOC said $2.13 an hour. Guess what? By law, if you don't make enough tips to get you to the minimum wage, they have to bump your pay up, AOC.
Right. I know.
And you lying hack. flag.
And they never have to do it because people make significantly more than a minimum wage. And we're going to get into the numbers here, but here's the thing. This is something they try and sell you. And I want to tell you something. It is the exact opposite of the truth. Let me give you a summary really quickly. And you guys can tell me, people out there who are watching, if you're small business owners, what it would do to your business. They want you to think that a $15 minimum wage is something that these giant businesses can afford and they're the only ones who oppose it. No, look. $15 minimum wage would crush, absolutely destroy small businesses. The only people who actually support it are the wealthy billionaires who earned over $1 trillion in net worth and earnings in this pandemic. Well, I'll get into that in more detail. But this is their talking point. Here is AOC saying we need a $15 minimum wage because people like Jeff Bezos otherwise will just, the rich friends will keep all the money to themselves.
Do you think that's why he's a billionaire? Because he pays his workers starvation wages? And
I think it's certainly a part of the equation when you have a very large workforce and you underpay every single person.
Yeah, when you underpay every single person, like the 25,000 jobs she rejected from her municipality that paid an average of, 150,000 each. How are you supposed to live on that?
That's like what a congressperson gets
paid. Poverty wages.
It's like what I get paid, but if you couldn't do all the insider trading, because for them it's illegal.
She didn't leave herself any wiggle room at all. Every single person is paid starvation wages.
Every single one.
The COO is starvation wages. I'm sorry, millions of dollars later.
Instead, we just shut down all the neighborhoods and no one made anything.
Yeah, it's great.
We have no money to spend on helping people.
Have you been to Jamaica, Queens lately? It's awful, which is what I call no gentrification. So let's chalk that up as a win. Also, I did use the word equation earlier. I'm not entirely sure you know what it means, but, you know.
I saw a guy in an 8-ball jacket stab another guy who was wearing an 8-ball jacket.
And so, I said, thank God we don't have those 25,000 jobs because we would lose who we are. Who are we if not being stabbed in 8-ball jackets? Here's the thing. The $15 minimum wage is almost exclusively, and this is like you see with Amazon, supported by the biggest companies in the world.
Yeah.
You look at the most powerful companies, right? These super corporations. Why? Because it's a way to put smaller companies out of business. It's a perfect example. This is just how government screws things up. You know, rent forgiveness. I don't know if you saw this in Georgia. Rent forgiveness. Well, what does that mean? Well, you just don't pay rent. Really?
Yeah. Does that work?
It just means that you don't want to pay rent. Don't pay rent. Well, guess what you can't find right now in Georgia? You can no longer find cheap housing because people who own these leasing apartments, they won't lease them out. Because it's one thing to have, burning a hole in your pocket if you keep it empty, this apartment. It's another thing to have an inferno in your pocket because people are using the utilities and damaging your property.
Yeah.
Those are the unintended consequences. Think about COVID. I remember landing in Michigan and they said, oh, you can't go to any stores. Everything is shut down. Really? Aside from the weed shops and Costco. So I can't go to a farmer's market.
Right.
I can't go to a local mom and pop store, but Costco and Walmart are still open and Home Depot is still open. Well, you wonder why they support a minimum wage and the mom and pop store can't afford it. Just like big banks support the bailouts. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
Too big to fail. Why? Because there is no local bank that can come up and compete with them if they have a never-ending supply of federal funding. This is the issue. The Democrats, and this is why you see right now this changing the demographics, that the Republican Party is the party of the working class, sort of a blue-collar party.
Yeah.
They always line up with big, powerful corporations, whether it's big tech for censorship, whether it's big corporations for minimum wage. Just look at the small business, all of the associations in America, small to mid-sized businesses, they all oppose it. Amazon, Google, those places, Target support it.
Yeah, absolutely. They could just drive the competition out. But not all jobs are worth $15 an hour.
No. Right?
We talked about that just briefly a second ago, but think about the jobs right now.
By the way,
I
need to talk with you after the show, Joe. Yeah.
Come on. I want to be an intern. Push me up to an intern. Look, we talked about it just a minute ago, but restaurants are disproportionately hurt by this because now, instead of having to bump you up to whatever it was, $8 or $10 an hour, if you're like the worst server in the world and can't get enough tips over the course of an hour, now they have to bump you to 15. Guess what they're going to do? They're just not going to have as many people. They're going to be like, screw it. We can't come back. We've already been hit by this in Texas. They were hit by the ice storm on Valentine's Day. They were counting on that money to come in for people wanting to go out. Now they're trying to reopen. And they've got this staring them in the face.
Right. This is exclusively supported by the billionaires who they increased their earnings by $1 trillion in 6 months under the pandemic. Contrast that with 60% of businesses may be permanently closed by September.
Do people not paying rent in Georgia have anything to do with the fact that Coca-Cola is there?
You know what? I'm not entirely sure.
Okay. Well, I just want
to. They just need to be less white if they are.
They do need to be.
That's the joke.
Good thinking.
I explain jokes sometimes as well as step on them.
But here's the thing. This is when sometimes they tip their hand when, you know, a journalist goes rogue and, my God, actually asks them a question. Where right now you have this man who basically says, well, you know what? Then if these small businesses can't afford a $15, then we don't want, they shouldn't exist. He says it.
Well, of course, large businesses like Amazon and McDonald's, for example, can and perhaps should pay more. But I'm wondering, what is your plan for smaller businesses? How does this, in your view, affect mom and pop businesses who are just struggling to keep their doors open, keep workers on the payroll right now?
Well, they shouldn't be doing it by paying people low wages. We don't want low wage businesses. I think most successful small businesses can pay a fair wage. So I love small businesses. I'm all for it. But I don't want small businesses that are underpaying employees.
By the way, it should be noted, it's easy to say when you've never worked for a business.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. When you never signed that.
This is the danger with these people. You think Joe Biden has spent 48 years in government. Yeah. AOC went to college, part-time bartender, and now she's in charge of your economic decisions. She's never not suckled at the taxpayers' teat.
Right.
That's the danger. I want you to think of the people in college who are part of the anarcho-socialist club, right? People who, they loved dabbling in economic theory and they never worked a real job. Now put them in charge of your business. That's what this bill is.
Yeah, and then they call it a fair wage, right? Well, okay, let me just explain to you how this works. I have a job that I need done. What's fair is me saying, hey, I think it's worth this much. You're going to add this much production to the value of whatever product or service that I'm putting out there. I get to tell you, and you have the choice of saying yes or no. Guess what? If you don't like the wage that your skills currently will earn you, go get more skills. That's the motivation for you. It's like giving a trophy to everybody. There's no motivation to perform better. Well, you get a trophy anyway.
That same guy right there, I forgot his name, that representative, he said, really, if we look, if we adjust for inflation, like after the Great Depression and wage increases right now, the minimum wage should be $23 because that's in direct relation to their value contributed. That's what you think of just when you go and order, I don't know, a quarter pounder with cheese, only it's a nothing pounder with cheese. This has happened to me at the drive-thru. $23 an hour.
I forgot to deliver pizzas because I was high.
Did you get tipped, though?
No, I came back and I was like, oh, yeah, I knew I had to do something.
The whole purpose for you leaving was to do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm serious. There's no one. I mean, when you're at that position, you don't have a skill set. That's why you're not making $15.
Yes, but for some reason, they only think of the consequence of the guy who deserves $23 an hour, $15 an hour, who's high delivering pizzas. They don't think of that business owner. Let's go through this scenario, okay? If you lived in a liberal state where all of their policies that they wanted in a dreamland, which they're kind of there, they could enact. Okay, so you're high and you don't deliver the pizzas, but the guy still has to pay $23 an hour because that's the minimum wage. And he can't fire you because of workers' rights, and you can't have a no-fault state for firing. So this person's going to continue being employed, but maybe they spend their money on drugs and they don't actually pay their rent. But they go home and they have squatters' rights, and you can't actually evict someone from rent. Yeah. We've all seen Pacific Heights. So you can't kick them out of the apartment, and you end up with a Matthew Modine, Michael Keaton scenario with the guy putting roaches in your apartment, so he's not contributing to his job, he's not contributing to rent, we've hurt the business owner, and we've hurt the landlord. But screw him, no rent, and let's pay someone this much regardless of performance. Yep. There you go, there's America. There's your American dream. We used to think it was work hard, get ahead, white picket fence, have a wife, some children, but now we know that that destroys the environment. Now it's do nothing and get more than the guy who risked everything to create a business. You're America.
Yeah.
Well, where do they think the money's going to come from?
They don't.
That's rich people. Yeah. It's always rich people. They always have all the money, these rich people.
Well, yeah, it's like, look, it's going to be $16 for your Big Mac. And you're like, as long as they're getting money.
Right. No, I'm just pissed that I have to pay that much for a crappy burger.
As long as I know that those people who slap their clientele at the midnight or 2 in the morning World Star hip hop videos are getting $22 an hour, I feel good about patronizing the Waffle House.
Well, you know what McDonald's did is they just went to these self-service kiosks. Yeah. So like, all right,
we'll put in robots.
They're not worth that much money.
Yeah, in New York, they have ATM machines, and it's just like homeless people licking them, and you're like, I'll pass.
I mean, just think, when was the last time you saw a bag boy?
Yeah. Mm.
Think about it. We just demanded that we increase wages, and now you've given yourself a job at the grocery store. You have to do your own checkout.
Exactly.
That's true. The only bag boy is just running cash for cartels.
Right.
It pays more than $15 an hour,
and it's worth every penny.
And they really just use them as a bag. It's just more. It's just more. It's less offensive than mule.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't know how this gets squeezed into a COVID relief bill, right? So this is supposed to help people that have been hurt.
Yeah.
By COVID.
Well, the Congressional Budget Office said that it'll cost 1.4 million jobs. Yeah. So there you go.
That'll help those people.
So that's just the what can actually be quantified. Not to mention again, the 60% of businesses that were open in April will be closed by September.
Unbelievable.
But Amazon won't be affected by it. And here's the thing. If only we had some specific examples. And I always like to go back to some of these. We'll get to Denmark in a little bit, but just because I love that the Prime Minister told Bernie to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
But let's go through, you know, American Samoa is one of them. And we've all seen those people. Terrifying. They're like, they have more per capita NFL players than anywhere else in the world.
It's
They're
true.
Insanely strong.
Very true.
So Moana? You would think, in other words, they could be industrious. Well, no. I saw Moana. That's a horrible film, by the way.
Yes. Well, it's Dwayne the Rock. I don't mind Dwayne.
By the way, never touch steroids. That's what he said.
No,
oh, really?
Never.
All natural. He touched them once in college, and they terrified him, so he never. So that his
veins are all natural.
His veins in his lower stomach and forehead grows naturally at 48.
I believe there's a young Rock that's new this week. Watch it.
American Samoa. They were devastated by a minimum wage, right? They had tuna canneries, which was that was their main. They had two major tuna canneries, I believe, and they were sent to Georgia, right? Then there was a recent recent $4 wage hike, a $4 wage hike in Long Beach. And what happened was just Kroger just decided to close their stores. They said, well, we just close your stores.
Yeah.
Wow.
So all the Krogers in Long Beach, gone.
That's insane.
Right. We have these real world examples where you have these little microcosms like they happen in California or American Samoa, and they haven't bounced back. By the way, this is something else that people don't necessarily take into account. So they were skilled jobs in New York. We were talking about Amazon, right?
Yeah,
it was 20-something thousand jobs at well over six figures average, by the way.
Billions of dollars in tax revenue.
Yeah, unbelievable. But that wasn't enough. So that's how you know she doesn't really care about the minimum wage. She didn't want jobs that were paying six figures, for crying out loud. But Amazon has openly supported a $15 minimum wage, and they pay a $15 minimum wage. But as they virtue signal about that, they actually just eliminated workhouse productivity and stock options for their lowest skilled workers. So it actually resulted in a net loss of income for many of their employees. Hey, do you know who don't have stock options and productivity options? Small businesses.
Oh, yeah.
So Amazon says, well, yeah, sure, we can pay $15 an hour. They decrease all of these options, all of these benefits, and the worker is left holding the bag man.
Well, look, somebody is going to end up paying. The company's either going to cut benefits.
Yeah.
Sackman. It's better that way. They're either going to cut benefits, they're going to cut jobs, they're going to bring in automation, they're going to do all of these things. And Bernie Sanders and AOC, if they really are trying to help people out, instead of this whole fight for 15 campaign, how about earn 15?
Yeah.
That would help more people out there than you trying to change the minimum wage in 5 years, by the way, when it would fully kick in.
I would just love for once, like you were talking about how you forgot to deliver pizzas because you were
real.
In
very
an
honest,
altered state.
Honest moment. Yeah.
I just wish, because Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, who did the I did the burgers, I did the ice cream.
I worked at McDowell's.
It's the Golden
McDowell's.
I was selling the McWhoppers.
Prince
Long John Silver's.
There.
What? I don't know.
Louis Anderson worked the counter.
What was I saying before this?
I have no idea.
It was about
automated machines coming into McDowell's.
No, that's what I was saying.
No, that's not what I was talking about. Anyway, if you guys remember, you can comment below. Just comment. That's the best thing you can do. You can let me know what it was that I was talking about.
Yeah, it happens.
But it's one of those. Oh, this is what I was talking about. I just wish you were high. That's right. This is why. Because you have permanent brain damage from all those years.
That's correct. HPPD from acid.
Oh, it's just but he's lovable.
Wow.
Ahoy.
So, what I would just love is when you have these folks who say like, well, you know, I believe that everyone, not everyone, and can we also just acknowledge that that's not really an outlier? It's not just a few. There's a huge percentage of the American workforce who would rather get high or who would rather not be productive, collect their check. They don't care what that business does. They don't care if that place stays in business. A lot of people don't care about their jobs and don't care about contributing. They just want to clock in and clock out. That's just the reality. I just wish that they acknowledged it, but they act as though every employee, this is what Marxism is based on. Everyone has ownership of their space and every employee should own a piece of that company. When the truth is, it's not the reality, and they're not outliers. A huge percentage of this workforce does not give a rat's ass and should be paid accordingly. They should be paid, not give a rat's ass wages.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get nervous when I ask somebody for something at a store when they're an employee.
Yes.
They just get mad at you.
I know.
Like, ugh. Again. Like, well, you know what? You need a raise.
We need more of you in this store.
I like your attitude. I like how you're on the phone and mad at me.
For shopping here.
I love how you're clipping your nails in the deli section. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you.
Pound of ham.
Is that a 23, 24 an hour? You did. You made it to...
Good
you
for
made
you.
It Living to supervisor. Wage. Good nice. For you. Could I you see. Just get that hangnail off there? Yeah, thanks. I'll take my turkey pastrami and be on my way.
Get an insulin discount here? Because boy, are you big. It's like you do nothing all day.
Yeah, losing some weight might help that. But how much does a foot weigh? Because that's probably not going to be there long. Mate, just put you under the wire. Good for you.
Somebody's going to drop 30 pounds.
And this is something else that they use as an example. They try to point to successful examples, but it's a lie. They constantly point to... What else? The Scandinavian countries.
Oh, again.
Denmark.
And I think we should look to countries like Denmark, like Sweden, and Norway, and learn from what they have accomplished for their working people.
Well, Denmark doesn't have a minimum wage, so you're batshit crazy and really stupid.
Well, look at that.
They don't even have a minimum wage. Now, I know what you'll say. They don't have a minimum wage, but they're set by trade unions. They have a very strong trade. But fine, you know what? They don't have a minimum wage. So let's just start with that.
It's like it's in Europe. You know, it's...
Like Denmark and Sweden.
That,
like
yeah.
Denmark and Sweden.
Germany in the 40s. Whatever. You know.
Whatever.
It'll work out.
And despite having no minimum wage, it is true. This is true. Credit where it's due. They have higher average hourly wages than the United States. But when you take into account using the international metric of purchasing power, they actually have 44% less than the average American. So a lot of people don't realize this. They talk about Denmark. Again, let's go through this. No minimum wage, strong trade unions. Even though no minimum wage, they have a slightly higher average hourly wage, but it accounts to about 44% less than you have as an American with purchasing power. So let's look at what the average person in Denmark pays. This socialist utopia, they pay quadruple what Americans pay to buy apartments, double what Americans pay for a basic, cheap, used car, and triple to double, often triple, for any of these things. I created a list. I think we have an overlay. Basic groceries, restaurants, clothing. Basics, too, is necessities like milk, eggs, transportation, rent, gym membership, going to the movies. Do you really think, so let's take that into account if we follow that lead. Do you really think that a $15 minimum wage is going to give Americans the ability to afford a 12-year-old $40,000 shitty car and an $800,000 one-bedroom apartment, because that's what you're looking at with purchasing power when you do the averages.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the point is, it wouldn't fix the problem.
No, it wouldn't fix the problem. And you when you oversimplify this and say, well, if they can do it, we can do it, it's like saying, well, if they can provide free healthcare, well, they don't pay for a military, okay?
Yeah,
we
right.
pay for that for them. There's a reason why we have...
a vastly smaller country than our country.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Not to mention the... I would say it's not an insignificant fact that it's a very small, homogenous country and they don't have to compete with millions in foreign, undocumented, unskilled labor.
Yeah.
That does play a role in wages and the economy.
Well, yeah.
Well, I feel like I've overpaid for my apartment and car.
Yeah. Someone send Coke to Denmark so they learn how to not be so damn white.
Let's do that.
Send them Coke and the ice cream. Hold on. I got to go blow another guy. I don't know. It's just job security.
Give me some of that Montel.
Oh, Lord.
And here's something that's funny, too. This is one thing that has always really interested me. And no one else ever talks about this, right? They say that, the Danes and the Swedish, they have higher living standards in the United States. And that takes into account a lot of things. And again, the people who say this are $40,000 for a used old Jetta.
Yeah.
Look it up. That's actually a thing, okay?
Wow.
So let's just say that even including all that, because of your social safety nets in Denmark and in these Scandinavian countries, they do have a higher living standard than Americans. Well, that is true according to whatever international metric they use. But here's something they never tell you. Danish Americans, so when you take those Danes and you transplant them in the United States, they have a 55% higher living standard than those living in Denmark.
Oh.
Swedish Americans have a 53% higher standard of living than Swedish Swedes in Sweden. So what you do is you take people from these countries that are incredibly homogenous, that have an unbelievably burdensome tax system, and they also have a culture that appreciates to some degree or another. I know I'm surprised saying this about Sweden, but Denmark, a lot of these countries, that appreciates work, that appreciates a work ethic, being industrious. You transplant them to the land of opportunity, and they do far better. We have all of these sources available at LiderWithCrowder.com. It's one of those factoids that people don't believe because, and I didn't believe it when I first read it.
Yeah. Well, and Republicans basically are saying in this bill, look, we can't govern this way. We can't just throw everything into a relief package and say it's the relief package. It's almost $2 trillion. If $15 Bernie Sanders, AOC, Joe Biden is such a great idea, put it on its own. Let's vote on just that. And they will never, ever do that. They're scared. Because nobody would support this. Not with any of the facts that we just laid out.
Some people would support it.
No, I mean, you know, reasonable people.
Young Dave Landau would support it.
Oh, yeah, I made $15 an hour.
Really?
Yeah, I did, stealing. Honestly. I was 17.
This was in Detroit?
Yeah.
As a pizza boy.
No, wow. I was 15. On it was 97. Yeah. And I was, I was detailing cars for, a certain.
But doesn't count what
clientele.
You steal from the change dish.
Oh, then no, I've never made that.
Okay. Take a penny, leave a penny? Yeah.
No, I really did. And I was very bad with money.
Take a 20, leave a dime.
Yeah.
No, I was just
made change.
That's just he forgot his weed. All right.
We
so,
love you, Dave.
Again, you let me know what it is where you line up on this issue with the $15 minimum wage. And I understand this. Again, it comes down to the idea that liberals are somehow empathetic. It's predicated on we're empathetic. We want everyone to make $15, but it's not practical. You haven't thought this through, you haven't walked through the entire sequence. If there's nothing else that changes here with the perception of conservatism, I just want people to understand that, look, we all want what's best. The founding fathers wanted what was best for Americans.
Yeah.
That's why they left, right?
Yeah.
And they put these rules and systems into place to be as the least intrusive they possibly could be because they believe that that would be the best way for Americans to pursue life, liberty, happiness. So everyone cares, right? And this country has created more wealthy people than any other country in the history of the world, and we have better class mobility than any other country in the world. We've pulled more people out of poverty than any other country in the world. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but I don't necessarily know that we want to do it like the Danes. Let's move on to someone who I actually really do like speaking of this. We spent too much time on people who, and by the way, it's wrong to hate.
Ooh.
Guilty. I was almost not here today.
The heart.
I was almost hauled off for murder because there was someone curling in the squat rack. Yeah.
I've
sorry
seen
about that.
Before,
That bothers me more than late term abortion. It's so, and it's not the severity of it. It's just, it's not the severity, it's the commonality of it.
Really?
Where you just walk up, this guy, it's like, it's the only squat rack, and the signal is, hey, are you squatting in the squat rack? No, I'm curling. Like, oh, how long? That's the sign to get your shrunken, shriveled, emaciated ass out of the squat rack.
Sometimes I
quarrel
in the squat rack.
I don't think you understand
what
this rack is for,
terms.
Sir.
Oh my!
My doctor just looks at his watch and goes, "It'll be soon, Dave." I don't even know exercise terms.
It'll be soon.
His doctor just goes, "Shh."
How long do you think I?
How do you feel about hey? How do you feel about MyPillow? Have you tried the MyPillow? Is it a nice pillow?
Would you like a David Hogg good pillow? He just puts a gun.
Good pillow. You stick your head in it. It's bulletproof.
Yes.
Yeah.
Please go for it.
Let's test it out.
Of course, we're talking about Dave Landau in that pillow, not David Hogg.
Yeah.
Just to be very, very clear. And to be clear, it was Joe Biden who stuck the landing on the ER N-word earlier, not myself, for the YouTube auto word recognition.
Yeah. Not us.
I don't want the Louder with Crowder transcript to read the word that Joe Biden said and it be associated with me, with the former vice president of the United States. Peace be upon him. So Governor DeSantis, I'm really liking this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's actually going to be on the ticket nationally because he seems to actually want to do his job as governor.
Dang it.
But let's go through the top examples as to why I'm a big fan of DeSantis. First off, they did everything right with COVID.
Yeah.
Compared to New York.
Absolutely.
Didn't lie about it. Didn't lock down.
No.
And they're doing okay. And it's amazing how many senior citizens they have. It's just a sea of white hair and then the sea.
I thought Florida was going to be decimated.
Just because of the demographics.
Old people, I just thought old people, it's going to go through there like wildfire.
That's what I thought too. But imagine if all other conservatives had the balls to talk to the media like this.
Governor, Governor, what has gone wrong with the rollout of the vaccine that we've seen phone lines jammed, websites crashing?
It's a lot of demand. I mean, also, I think at the end of the day,
if I could finish my question.
You just said what has gone wrong, so I'm answering the question.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or are you going to ask a question?
With all due respect, Governor,
you asked the question, I'm going to answer it.
I'm trying to finish my
question. No, you're giving a speech. You asked the question.
I am trying to ask you the...
You're going to ask how many questions? You get three? They only got one question. Why do you get three?
He's my aim.
I love to, every time he answers, he wins.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Every time.
Every single time.
He's a, you know what it is? He's a guy who realized, sort of when you're starting stand-up and you realize, oh, wait a second, I have the microphone and they don't.
Right.
And it's not really a fair fight. He's realized that. He's like, wait a second, I can continue and they have a limited window, so I'm going to embarrass them.
Well, and people would say, oh, that's rude of him. No, it's not. She was trying to make a point by asking the question in a certain way to make him look bad.
Oh, my
and
God.
He cut her off
rude
before
all
she could.
The time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she wants a gotcha moment. They don't want to ask a question. They want to become a star by putting this guy in his place.
It's like it when you have people at church and they're praying, but they're not praying. They're still sermonizing. Like, and Lord, we thank you that Gerald learned to put the monitoring software on his computer that provides an accountability partner.
Wait, what?
Thank you so much that he has been clear of his desire to tithe 10%. Right? You're like, that's not a prayer.
You're calling me out.
Calling me out.
What? I thought this was a safe place.
Please clear my browsing history.
Honey, I have no issues with that at all. Zero.
I'm seeing stars again.
Again?
Yeah, well, because I'm laughing. I'm inhaling.
Oh, you gotta watch out. I'm gonna pass
breathe
out.
More.
We need to fire Dave Lando.
What?
Why?
Because he makes me, because I see stars when I don't want to laugh anymore. Like, can we just, let's just clone you and put you in his chair.
Damn you.
So, DeSantis.
Have you considered a Bill Engvall show? It'll cure you right up.
I love he handles criticism way better than a lot of Republicans need to be unapologetic. That's what I do appreciate about DeSantis. Yeah. Here he is where they were trying, again, the media to attack him in a partisan way regarding his handling of the vaccine rollouts to different municipalities. It's just like you said, he always wins.
But look, I mean, if Manatee County doesn't like us doing this, then we are totally fine with putting this in counties that want it. And we're totally happy to do that. So anyone that's saying that, let us know. If you want us to send to Sarasota next time, or Charlotte, or Pasco, or wherever, let us know. We're happy to do it. But I think most people, if we have an opportunity to bring vaccines and do it efficiently, I think that they're going to want it.
I love how he gives them, like, A or B.
Yeah.
It's like with a kid, like, well, you know what, Timmy, I can give your, if you don't eat your dinner, I can give your dessert to your brother and your sister and your other brother and not feed you for days on end and lock you in a closet, but I think you probably want to finish your vegetables. Yes, you read my mind.
I completely zoned out after he said Manatee County.
I did too,
pictured about sea manatees. Cows lining up to get a vaccine.
That's about right, I think.
Wearing old lady wigs like those people did in Florida. Like, yeah. I'm not a sea cow, I'm an old lady.
It's just two manatees on each other's shoulder in a trench coat.
Hi, hello, sir. What's your name?
No, well, you know what? Yeah, obesity is a problem.
It is.
Especially epidemic. In the sea cow community.
If you're named Manatee.
But they're getting paid 23 an hour, so listen,
well,
they do okay.
It's very helpful.
That's good.
Yes. They are an endangered species, so.
It's true.
How are they? I mean, again, God has picked them for extinction.
He has.
Really?
I always, whenever I see one, I'm in Florida, and I see a manatee, I think, you're still around?
How?
They're in the wild?
Because when you think about it, right, sharks have been around through prehistoric times. They're like, this is the apex predator. So the entire time the manatee's been around, a shark has been around.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, sharks, why don't you just, why are you chasing seals? Why are you chasing anything? It's just a giant log that's made of food.
It's too easy, I think. There's no sport in it. They're like, nah, it's boring. Yeah.
Well, that's
haven't you seen how badass we are?
I can't do it to them.
That is essentially what we've done with people.
Yeah, that's
some were
true.
Supposed to go extinct, and now we're just letting them breed. And boy, we get the worst version, and we're like, what do we do with this? We're like, let's give it 23 an hour. It's a disaster. Sorry.
This is no, I think
no
it's
offense
absolutely
to a lot of people, but right, it is true. Many of you should be in danger.
Yeah, no offense to most of you watching.
None.
None.
So after Twitter permanently banned Trump, which, by the way, is still crazy when you think about it. Yeah. Maduro's still on there. You have Hamas representatives still on there.
Totally
President
fine.
Of Iran.
Ayatollah Khomeini.
It's a
Trump's
shame.
Gone.
Can't get buried in Arlington. Seems like a specific law.
Oh, my gosh. So after Trump gets banned from Twitter, yeah. DeSantis did. He introduced this legislation to limit. And this is landmark, if you don't know what it is, but he introduced this legislation to limit the power of big tech within his parameters as right. it relates to the state of Florida. Here he is explaining it.
So if a technology company deplatforms a candidate for elected office in Florida during an election, a company will face a daily fine of $100,000 until the candidate's access to the platform is restored. If I were to give something of value to a candidate or political committee, it would be a contribution. But big tech has been manipulating news content and designing algorithms to give the upper hand to their candidates of choice, and they do so scot-free. Again, euphemistically called content moderation. I think it's more political manipulation. The message is loud and clear. When it comes to elections in Florida, big tech should stay out of it.
Why is it so? Why would it be so hard for people, for Republicans on a national level to do this? That's
yeah,
what
no.
bothers me when you think about it. And I can explain this now because it turns out I can't do this legally.
Oh.
I checked with my lawyer. But I don't live in Florida. What I wanted to do was run for some local office in Florida that
yeah.
was won by like 8 votes, like constable or dog catcher,
yeah.
and then sue Facebook for $100,000 a day.
President.
And I also think Donald Trump should run in some county for like city council that
yeah.
he won by 92% and just get it, and then just tweet, I'm back.
Can't stop, won't stop.
I'm just telling you, if anyone else, yeah. if I were able to do it, I would just run a national campaign.
Yeah.
Like, you've had a problem, Manatee County. There's been no accountability for your dog catchers. Well, that ends today. And I'd spend it on
yeah.
billboards. I'd run on soap. I'd run them even outside of Florida.
Yeah.
Just so that there
Everywhere.
Would be no chance of an opponent getting the upper hand. Unfortunately, election laws say that unless I'm Hillary Clinton and I have a timeshare
Dang
for
it.
2 weeks, I actually have to live in Florida.
Oh, how fun would it yeah. be though to make commercials for that against the other
guy.
Oh
man.
I hear he kills the dogs once they get in the car.
Yeah. Tell us about your freezer, candidate X.
There are so many Republican governors out there that could just do this.
Yeah.
This is all you have to do is just a nod to big tech to say, we're watching, we understand what you're doing, and you have to stop.
And you know what? This is an example of something that I think they would just eat the bill if it were Donald Trump $100,000
yeah.
a day, but they're not going to do it with every single local
no.
city council
right.
representative.
Not
That's
at all.
Something that's go, all right, let's leave them on. Because think about it for a second. You should not be able to censor someone running for office who represents almost half of the constituency.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how many Republican governors are there right now? I think it's well over half. I can't remember the exact number, but if every one of them did that right now, big tech would have to change what
right.
they do. They would have to. They'd be forced to.
Let's just have another hearing. Okay. He also introduced a bill, DeSantis, by the way, on election security. So he introduced the big tech bill.
Oh, no.
Kind of some issues near and dear to my compromised heart.
Yeah.
Just the outflow.
Here's seeing stars. Here's the election security bill. No mass mail-in voting, no ballot harvesting, signature verification, meaningful observation of signature matching, no grants from third-party organizations, real-time reporting of voter turnout at the precinct level, and election supervisors must report the number of ballots requested, how many have been received, and how many are left to be counted.
Hmm.
It's almost like, without pointing it out, this is made to address some bullshit that went on in the last election. It's almost like it covers all of the bases.
This is all very
Perhaps.
Reasonable, by the way.
Yeah.
If you
a
promoted
signature?
This, yeah, 10 years ago, if you just said, "Hey, these are the rules," like, well, fine, go ahead. Nobody's going to oppose that. Go for it.
It's remarkable. My wife cannot call in to my bank to raise my credit card limit, and I don't even use. It's just
yeah.
so that way it's better for your credit score, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
My wife can't do it, even though I've authorized her 15 times. But someone can fill out my down ticket ballot without
yeah.
even my John Hancock, so that Uncle Sam is a little wise to what's going on. I just, it's remarkable to me.
Unbelievable. Yeah.
We'll she see. Started doing it once she heard about your heart.
Gotta think ahead.
That's true.
Could you sign here?
Nice. Yeah.
Here's another one, by the way. Just another thing. Just DeSantis. I really wish this guy would run.
I think he will.
Man.
I do.
I
really
he needs
do.
To.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's so much time between now and when that's going to happen. He doesn't need to say a word about it now.
Right.
Just keep doing what he's doing.
Do you think he's playing it coy? Like, no. I don't know.
No.
I think every politician that, well, not every, there's so many politicians who say, I would never do that. I am too busy doing the job for the people that I'm sorry, you want me to be president? Yes. Yes, right. I would run for president, in fact.
I mean, now that you talk about it, I mean.
Could you imagine this guy debate? Well, I mean, he wouldn't be debating Biden. He'd probably be debating Harris. But let's just say in a world, yes. Could you imagine him?
What, do you get to sub in people?
Listen, stop. Actuary tables. So,
let's be honest.
Could you imagine him debating, though, Joe Biden? It would be like all the things you like about Donald Trump, minus the lack of discipline.
Right.
Yeah. He won't get distracted.
Yeah.
He'll be able, like, when Biden has, you know, says the N-word, he'll be like, wait, what? Did you just, huh? Did you just say the N-word? Like, he would call him out.
Did you just fart on stage?
No.
Come on, man.
Ahoy! So I would just love to see this guy. Who would you like to see most? It's too early, and I'm not in the business of endorsing candidates. Funny enough, the person I probably agree with most in politics is Rand Paul. I have no interest in seeing him run for president.
Yeah,
agreed. Yeah, I think the hair.
I think it's the
hair. It's the cattiness.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Biden said the N-word in a national televised, but not me.
Okay. I wouldn't do that.
Okay. I would never do that because I respect the American constituency and I don't think that saying the N-word is something that most of them appreciate. They're like, what? I don't want him to be president.
Is he a pothead from California?
That's like, pretty much what he sounded like.
Yeah.
That's why I love him.
Which is the next clip that we have? Is it the final clip?
Yes.
Okay, but first, before that, he also said that Florida, by the way, they wouldn't mandate COVID vaccines. I'm not against, or masks. I'm not against vaccines. I'm against triple masking just because it doesn't. Because screw you. That's why.
That's all you know.
Okay, I don't want to.
I'm against suffocation.
Yes, exactly.
That's sort of where I lie.
I would just, let's just see how many people would, if we tell them that 100% effective in reducing transmission is just a plastic bag with a zip tie.
It would be 100%.
It would be 100%.
I mean, really, it would be 100%. You're not
wipe
lying.
It off.
And but the person who's going to, if you need said mask, pick it up from Dave's doctor. But I've offered to pay for the vaccine for anyone in this. No one wants it.
No.
But wait, let me go to the control room. Control room, by the way, can you, if you let them know that I'll pay for anyone in this office who wants a COVID vaccine.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants one, okay? I don't want one.
My doctor offered me the Hank Aaron.
I'll take a different one, please. No.
Yours, Dave.
My doctor offered me the Aaron Spelling. I just came around.
And oh, jeez.
Like, what is this? I look like a half moon.
Is he dead?
Aaron Spelling?
Yeah.
No, it's a she.
She?
She is Beverly Hills 90210. Yeah. I know who you're thinking of. There's someone who has a, I don't know.
No,
wasn't her dad like a producer?
Oh, yeah, the dad.
Her dad
Wait, was
is
Aaron,
Aaron
Spelling?
Spelling?
Oh, Tori Spelling.
Tori Spelling's the daughter.
That's
Aaron Spelling's
right.
The dad.
Well, then if he's dead, I'm sorry.
Either way, both should be.
And now I feel like
we have issued an apology.
I was talking about Tori Spelling, clearly by the half moon reference.
She has a book called Storytelling. Get it?
Oh.
Because Tori Spelling.
Oh, geez.
All right, final clip. Yeah, I like that. And we have to get going pretty soon here to Mug Club. We're going to be playing Photoshopped or Not and taking your chat. Yep. LiveWithCrowder.com/Mug Club. But the final clip here is like President Donald Trump, DeSantis is not a fan of fake news and he's not afraid to call it out.
The media is worried about that, obviously. You guys really love that. You don't care as much if it's a, quote, peaceful protest, and then it's fine. You don't care as much if they're celebrating a Biden election. You only care about if it's people that you don't like. So I'm a Bucks fan. I'm damn proud of what they did on Sunday night. And so in terms of the UK variant, here's what we know. We know, based on all the evidence, that these vaccines are going to be effective against that.
By the way, I love it when there's a press conference and there are people also cheering him.
Yeah.
It just goes to show you how different it is when someone actually speaks
the
mind of what the opinion that half of all America have.
Yeah, and he's a little bit more articulate, too. Right?
Donald
he doesn't
Trump?
Fumble around with for
a
his
little
words.
Bit more articulate?
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice, okay?
It's being nice.
Just saying.
Donald Trump, if he said, and I, by the way, obviously I like Donald Trump, but Donald Trump, if he were saying that, he would say, look, listen, the news likes that, okay? But really, what we know about the UK variant, okay? Because everyone's talking about the UK variant. That's what they're saying, the UK variant. The UK, the United, the variant from the United Kingdom. Some people say Britain. It's not just Britain. It's the UK. They have a variant. They have a South African variant. There's a variant, folks, from Brazil, but we're not talking about that right now. And what do we know? Okay? What do we know about the UK variant? Listen, no, excuse me, I'm talking. Stop.
the UK variant, the vaccines are fantastic for the UK variant, is what we know. They are so good. And not the, the UK variant is not so fantastic, but the vaccine is fantastic. And I'm really happy because we were so worried about the United Kingdom variant. You're like, okay,
like, all right,
I give. I'm sorry, I'll never ask another question again, sir.
But he's just—it's like Donald Trump with the media, though. I think that's part of it. Just constantly running out the clock.
Yeah, that's really dead.
Oh, I meant to get to your question. Sorry, Tapper.
That's what I like about DeSantis, though. He just shuts him down.
He just doesn't give a rat's ass.
Very fast.
Yeah. And he's like, next person to be hurt by me.
Yeah. Yeah, like a 90s bully.
Next victim.
Now who's next?
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, listen, we actually have to get going, speaking of which, we have some more to talk about that, believe it or not, cannot be discussed here on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
The best thing you can do if you're watching, this has been our, is just comment.
Comments.
Comment your thoughts on Ron DeSantis' $15 minimum wage. And have you seen that clip of Joe Biden saying the N-word anywhere? Just comment on that below. Comment. YouTube, we don't love you, but you know, it's, you're a necessary evil, so piss off.